In the Indian of Chanukah, there's a Yisoy that's very Negei Lamaisa. So you do with the question of the Beis Yosef, famous question, that we have Chanukah 8 days. Lamaisa, the Nais, the actual Nais of the Pach Hashem, was only 7 days. The first day wasn't a Nais. So there's a Mahalach I saw from Reb Gedalia Eisenman, the Mashgiach of Kol Torah. We'll try to speak about this Yisoy and something Negei for us Lamaisa. There's a very interesting Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, the Gemara is trying to figure out if an Adam or a Behema, which is has a more of a Chashivas, interesting question, which is a Maila, which is a Greisa. The Gemara says, V'chol Heicha d'chsib Behema Greisa hu? Every time it says Behema means it's a some kind of Chasaran. It says, Adam or Behema Toshia Hashem. The Gemara in Chulin d'Afheim d'Veiz. V'om Rav Yehuda Merav, Eilu b'nei Adam, Shehim arumim bedas umesimim atzum kibehema. There are people that are arumim bedas, they don't have any das, and they act like a behema. And the Gemara seems to say this is called a maila. What's the maila about a person who acts without das? We know that a person, the whole maila of a person is his das. In the beginning of Bereishis says, Nasa Adam. Kidmuseinu, Rashi says, Lahovinu Lahaskil. The mile of a person is that's Lahovinu Lahaskil. He has understanding. He has the ability to have Das. His neshama is a chelik of Das. The first bracha in Shemin Esra, Atachoyin Lodom Das. Without Das, we won't have any other brachas. We won't have any bakashas. The first thing we ask for is Das. In Ovis it says, Ezu derech shiva la'odom, Aroyas anoilid. So we see the mile of a person is always Das. He doesn't see, all he sees what's in front of him. The food is in front of him to eat today. So Chazal over here be megalatos that the mile of a person, even though usually the big mile of a person is his das, sometimes a person has to act with his tchuna, characteristic of a behema that's within him, just to see what's in front of him. That's how he could be matzliach to get to his destiny, to his yud. And this is really negated to a lot of tchumim in life. Asei toiv, sur meira, being soivel. The Yalkut says, a medrash in Devarim, asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim. Shaloi toim, a person shouldn't say, eini yochel ishmoya kol ha-toyra kula, shakosa ba arucha meretz midu verchava min yom. How could I learn the Torah? It's so big, it's so large, it has so much. How could I finish the Torah? Moshel ha-melech, shohoye loy boir omok lemoid. It's a mashal to a melech. He had a very, very big bar, and he wanted the workers to fill it up. Sachar poilim. So he brought home to workers to fill it up. Misha haya tipish, haya hoylech umabit v'bar. He looked at the bar and he said, Eima se ani emala oisoi. V'holach loy. It's not possible for me to fill it up. Look how big the bar is. I can't fill it up. And he left. Misha haya pikeach, omer ma ichpasli. What do I care? Schir yoyim ani. So why is it that the Medrash calls a person a tipish? The Chayra, he's Rayas Anoilit, he sees that it's come out impossible for him to fill up the bar. Why is he the tipish? Chazal telling us in this Medrash that over here he's acting betipshus and not bechokhma. Because this matzv of seeing such a big bar requires him dafka to act like a behema. What does it mean? I only have what I see in front of me right now. I only have the avoida of today. This is my avoida. Two people walk into Bes Medrash, a chacham and a tipish. The chacham, the tipish says, look how big the Torah is. It's so big. I won't be able to learn the Torah. He walks out. The chacham says, today, hayoyim ma'at, machar oid, ad shenimtza loyimit kol ha-Torah kula. Until he ends up taka learning the whole Torah. And it's Yidua, the Chofetz Chaim brings this from the Goyen, on the Pasuk, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoyim, a person has to tell himself every day three things. It's only me, it's only this Daf Gemara, and I only have today, Asher Anoichi, Anoichi, myself, Mitzavcha, the Rabbanim Shemitzavi, you, to learn this Daf Hayoyim, only today. That means a person, in order for him, and this is the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, Kol Yidiyos Batoira, and all his Kedusha and all his Yidiyos in Torah is Asmada. Afo Piken, the Goyen says that a way for a person to steig in learning, a person to Matzliach in Avodas Hashem, is he has to look at today as the Hoiva. A lot of times, the eitz of a person comes to him and he piles up upon him his whole future, how much is impossible, how hard it is. And with his imagination, he come out says that it's impossible for him. But a person has to, at that point, just look at the hoiva, just at the present, in order for him to look at, in order to grow in the future. Of course, we're not talking about a person shouldn't have a goal and shouldn't look at the future. But the fact that a person, in order to be matzliach, to have a cheshek and to do it properly, it's only in a way where, if he actually lives today, that's how he'll be matzliach. The same thing is in Surah Meirah. A person has nisyonos, a person has some kind of midah he has to work on. He has to face the issues that he's dealing with. So if he looks at all of it as a whole package, and he looks at the whole future, it's come out impossible for him to deal with. But if he looks at it as a today, and even if he's nichshal today, tomorrow will start all over, then it's shayach for him to matzliach. And the same is true in Yisurim a person has, whether it's panasa, whether it's health, whether shalom bayis, whether something in the house is not running properly, chas v'shalom, a child's not doing well. When a person looks at the whole future in one time, in one span of time, it's come out impossible for him to deal with this whole situation. A person would have to lift up 5 bags of 50 pounds. If you try to lift it up all together, it would be impossible for him to lift. He has to lift it up separately. So to a person who has something that he's going through, if he looks at it today as today, tomorrow as tomorrow, then it's shaykh for him to face the situation, to be mismided with his situation. And I heard lately, there was once a person went now into a gadol b'Yisrael and he told him about a sorrow that he's not managing. So he told him that Rabbi Hashem gives chizuk for a person to deal with his situation, but Rabbi Hashem lav daf gives you chizuk for your imagination of the next 10 years, this child you're having trouble with, the shidduch, what's going to be in 10 years from now. You're not supposed to be thinking about the whole time of what the tzar is going to bring to. Right now, the Rebbe Hashem gives you chizuk for today, for this tkufa. The Chashmenoim, after they won the war with the Yevanim, they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they found one pach shemen. One pach shemen was enough for one day. A person will say to himself, to light in the Beis HaMikdash, Betaira, Shem Betaira, we don't really have enough. We have to wait another 9 days for the next, another 8 days for the next one, or 7 days. When a person will see that, automatically he'll say to himself, even if he lights today, we can light Shem Tameh, Shem Tar, it's really not enough Gemina because we're really not getting too far with it. If you look at the whole future, it will be impossible for them to do the mitzvah properly today, even with this Shem Tar. Now we know a klal that for Rabban Shem to do a nes, it has to be dafka if a person is mukhrach. That means there's no other situation. You did everything you could do, then the Rabban Shem does his. If you didn't do everything you could do, lav dafka, the Rabban Shem is not going to fill in now and do a nes for you. You still have more to do. So in order for the nes to happen, of a pach shemen, b'taira, to find something b'derech nes, not b'derech teva, a person has to do everything in his ability to do. In order to do everything in his ability, he has to light b'lishma, with all the slavas, with all the simcha, with all the cheshek, with the chias, with the thought in their mind that now we have enough shemen, we're not caring about the future, right now we're doing the mitzvah b'shleimus. When you do the mitzvah b'shleimus to be yoytze in the Beis HaMikdash, b'taira, even though maybe they could have done a b'tumma, when you do it with totally b'shleimus, thinking about today, then the Rabbi Hashem will make a nes also for the future. This tremendous effort and koyach that they overcame, even though it was something that lav dafka they would have got, but they were understanding, they were doing now the most we could do. Maybe the Rebbe Hashem will bring us the rest later. They're doing it the best to their ability. This is the reason why the first day is also a reason to chazal to masakin neiris. Because the reason why there was zoiche to the neis of the 7 days was machmas, the fact that the first day they did everything in their ability they could do. The same is true every person in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. When you do everything that's in your ability to do, then the Rabban Shem will do the rest. There'll be things that are much more than you could imagine happening. I always, in yeshiva, always we find that sometimes you see a bachur, he's trying hard, and he tries hard 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and after his man you find somehow he's asking you the best kashas, he's mechavat Rama Shah, he remembers all the gemaras, where does this come from? I always imagine, like, when you go into the skyscraper and they have these elevators that go up one floor at a time, but somehow when it gets to the 20th floor, it goes straight up to the 80th floor. They have those elevators. When a person puts in all his koiches, how much he could do. When a person does it with its fullest, puts in all his koiches to the best of his ability, the biggest cheshek, the biggest eslava. So whatever he's dealing with an issue, he's dealing with a nisayan in a mida, or even getting up in the morning. So him say to himself, well, I'll be able to do it long term. That's not the way he should be dealing with it. He should look at it day to day. When a person looks at it like a behema, that right now I don't have das. Right now I'm not looking at the hoiva rois anoilid. Right now I'm looking at today. That itself will give him the ability to be matzliach in every single tchum of life, whether it's a gashmius, whether it's ruchnius, whether it's nisyonis, whether it's, and that itself, the Rabbanim Shem comes as mashias when a person does what he could do. I'll just end off with a beautiful goyin in Mishlei. The Goyin says in Mishlei on the Pasuk in Perek Yates, Iveles Odom Tisalev Darkoi Val Hashem Yizaf Liboy. So he says, even though we have a klal Habol Etar Mesayinoi, the Zohar says that when a person wants to be better, the Rebbeinu Shem will help him. Lifa'amim Odom Maschil Il Metoir V'Lasas Mitzvah. A person starts being Meschazik. He does things better. He wants to be a better Yid. V'achach Poirish, he stops. He can't handle it. Mach Meshekosh Elemoid. It's too hard for him. Lufishein Messiah, they're not helping him in a Shemayim. So what happened to Abba Matar Messiah? I say, V'zoyef al Hashem, the Pasuk says, Lomelos you, he's upset at Hashem, why are you not helping me? Ube'eme says, the Goyin Mach Masivalto, it is because of his own Yveles, his old tipshis, his own not doing things properly. V'hainuki kol odom tzorach leilech lefi madrigosoi. You can't jump steps. Lo yikfoitz, don't jump. They're going to help him also. This person, he didn't go in the normal steps of Hadashtag. There's something over here, but a person, even with what we're talking about, a person has to do the utmost he could do. But Yishuv Adas, the person has to really take the steps in a normal fashion. Not go crazy, not do something out of ordinary. And I was thinking that is the Indian over here of the Shemen Zayas. The Shemen is always miramis to the das of a person. Shemen Zayas Zoch, the Yishuv Adas, without no other anything mixed into it. He does it in a proper way, Yishuv Adas. Vishtako Obi Zoicha, that with this Yisoid that the Chashmonaim taught us, that you have to look at today as today. And I day that Yizaycha to all the Hatzlachas no Yeshuas. Every person in his own life, day-to-day living, if a person, Mitzar Echad, you have to have goals, you have to think about the goals. But not if it's going to disturb and give you a hard time in steiging or in taking care of your problems. When a person has to look at his future, Mitzar Cheney, look at today. When he looks at today, Arum Bedas and Simas Kebehema, with this Koyach Umatzliach to have all the Yeshuas.